The cold look on her face as she raked him with a sneer could have made glaciers. "Fine, then. I'll make sure and mark that on your grave." She moved to stand beside Kat. "Do yourself a favor. Get out of here before that one," she indicated Zakhar, "wakes up. Trust me, you'll thank me for it later." Kat ignored her words. She wasn't about to leave Sin alone in this. "Can you speak to the Onoroi and see what can be done about the Galu in our dreams?" "I can try. I'm sure Madoc, Morden, and Dalarian would love a chance to be able to keep someone else in line." Kat thought about the three Onoroi leaders Katara had mentioned. She was speaking out of turn and had no idea how right her prediction was. Kat was one of the few people who knew that the Onoroi's emotions were coming back to them. Because of that, it meant they had emotional outbursts that were sometimes hard to disguise. A mission like this could very well help the Onoroi leaders maintain control of themselves. It would definitely be something they'd relish. "Tell Dalarian he owes me, and I need to collect my favor." Katara cocked her head at that. "Dalarian owes you a favor." Kat nodded. "From years ago, and I know he hasn't forgotten it." A mischievous glint entered Katara's pale eyes. "What did you do?" "It's between us, now go." Curling her lip in response, Katara dissolved. Feeling Sin's concern and sadness, Kat went to Sin's side as he pulled the blanket up higher on his brother's body. As soon as Sin's hand neared Zakhar's neck, Zakhar came awake with a curse. He reached for Sin's throat, but he caught Zakhar's wrist in his hand. Time seemed suspended as their identical gazes met. Neither moved, and like them, Kat was held transfixed by the tenseness of the moment. The only difference between them was their hair. Sin's was well-groomed and fell just to his collar, while Zakhar's was long and gnarled. But other than that, it was like watching someone stare at himself in a mirror. How extremely unnerving.
"Zakhar,"
Sin whispered, finally breaking the tense silence.
"It's me. Sin."
Zakhar let go and leaned back. He looked around as if dazed by his surroundings.
"Where am I?" "My place. We rescued you from the cavern."
Even though he'd been with them in their dreams, Zakhar seemed unable to believe what he heard, what he saw. An odd twinge went through Kat as she watched him. She sensed something inside him, something cold and evil, something powerful. She wanted to warn Sin, but by the look of affection on his face as he watched his brother, she knew he wouldn't listen to her any more than he had to Katara. And why should he? This was his family. All Kat could do was stand by and be ready should Zakhar attack. Zakhar's golden gaze met hers.
"You're the Atlantean."
"Half Atlantean," she corrected, wondering why that was important to him. His gaze went back to Sin.
"How did you heal me?"
"I didn't."
He indicated her with a tilt of his head.
"Kat did."
Zakhar turned back toward her.
"Thank you."
She inclined her head to him. "Anytime. How do you feel?" He gave a short laugh, but the smile on his face didn't reach his eyes.
"Free."
That could be a good thing or a really bad thing. If Katara was to be believed, it was really, really bad.
"Are you hungry?"
Sin asked.
"No, but I'd kill for something to drink."
That wasn't exactly something Kat wanted to hear coming out of his mouth, given the nature of the Galu and the warnings of Katara.
"Wine?"
Sin asked, as if unfazed by his brother's words. Zakhar nodded. Kat stepped forward as Sin went to the bar to get his brother a glass. Not moving from his bed, Zakhar turned toward her with a taunting grin.
"You have a problem with me?"
"Nope, I'm just thinking."
"About?"